In Grand Junction, I'm Sina Sieg. This is CPR News and KRCC. A bipartisan pair of Colorado congressmen are teaming up to get a historic site included in the national park system. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports the sponsors say it's important the country not forget the tragic events that occurred there.
Republican Ken Buck and Democrat Joe Neguse have introduced a bill to designate Amache, a World War II Japanese internment camp in southeastern Colorado, as a national historic site. It would mean the National Park Service would manage Amache, putting it on the map and potentially giving nearby towns an economic boost. Buck, who represents the area, says the country is better because of lessons learned from history, and that Amache is one of those hard lessons. More than 7,000 Japanese Americans were incarcerated there during the war. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
The Women Plus Film Festival is underway. Here's CPR's Monica Castillo.
After the pandemic pushed Denver Film's Women Plus Film Festival to virtual screens last year, the series is back online. Viewers can screen documentaries featuring a look at the aftermath of Hurricane Maria in landfall or a heartfelt portrait of childcare workers in Through the Night. There's also narrative features and a number of shorts to choose from. Audiences can stream the movies through Denver Film's virtual screening platform and stay tuned for filmmaker Q&As. The festival runs through this Sunday. I'm Monica Castillo, CPR News.
In Metro Denver, highs around 50 today, possible rain and snow tonight, snow likely the next few days. This is CPR News and KRCC.